Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of June 2018, and this is the 828th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just put my bike away, I've come inside, I've put the kettle on, and I'm going to have a pot of tea and figure out some food for tonight. I very, very rarely have anybody here, and when I do, it tends to be in the midwinter. That feels like a really nice time to share a bit of evening with someone quite early. So I've just bought some ingredients and I'm about to begin with the cooking, but after my tea. I've had a really lovely day today. I went down into the town to the bookshop cafe and did a bit of working out what I needed to know about the novel, a little bit of thinking about it. And then I went to the library for what I'm trying to create as a Saturday routine of just getting there at around 10:30 and hanging out until it closes or near to that at about 2:00, and really writing. But today I have to say I was doing some research and probably more than I needed to do. I always do more than I need to do, but it was good trying to get my head around a few things. I want to be doing this Saturday morning thing whether or not there is someone else with me. So again, like last week, I made sure that when I went to be a quiz mistress, I took my bicycle with me first thing this morning, and it was facing townwards when I came out. And so I got on it and went in. So I took out that dangerous period of coming home and having breakfast and then thinking that maybe I won't go anywhere at all. So I made sure I had my breakfast really early and then headed out and didn't come back. So, oh gosh, there's a big wind just started. I'm glad I'm not on my bike anymore. Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit wild. So, yes, now I'm back. And one of you listeners asked me what my novel was about. I always find it very difficult to articulate it really well. I can tell you when it's set. It's set in 1915. It's set in mainly in Switzerland, but also a little bit of London. And it is a work of espionage, and it's also the protagonist is employed as a spy and is also in search of someone, a very complicated, or not, maybe not complicated, but quite a fraught relationship. So that's the rough outline of it. What I'm really interested in are boundaries, muddy borders, muddy boundaries. And Switzerland was neutral in the First World War, as in the Second, but that neutrality was very fragile. There are three language groups in Switzerland, and particularly between the German-speaking Switzerland and French-speaking Switzerland, there was a chasm. I mean, it wasn't quite as straightforward as that, but more or less there was this chasm of one half supporting the French and Allied cause and the other half supporting the German Axis powers. So there was a lot of tension within the country. And then because it was neutral, it was also the place where lots of political intrigue happened from everywhere else. So it was full of foreign agents as well. And Switzerland interests me a lot. I grew up there, and I like exploring things that aren't very clear. I like exploring people's loyalties, especially when they're split. And they very often are. If people think or feel or have lived for any length of time, their loyalties are likely to be split, and in an extreme situation like a war, those loyalties are likely to be split even more, or they're going to come down very strongly on one side or the other. So that's basically where I'm going with this, and it's a big subject to explore, and I'm trying to hone out a good yarn without losing my objective of keeping things I'm struggling here with a word. Ambivalent, I suppose. And that's quite difficult sometimes to maintain that ambivalence or unknown area, but still making it a strong story. It's much easier if you've got goodies and baddies and they fight each other to the death. This isn't really like that. So, yep, that is where I'm going. My kettle has just boiled, so I'm about to go and make the tea. And I need to make this place a little bit... I'm going to need to make my table basically look like somewhere where one could eat a meal. Yep, that's going to be a little interesting exercise. I think one of those quick pile-making efforts is going to happen rather than any very deliberate sorting. We'll see. I don't even know what time it is, but it must be about 4, I think. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or will have a good day, and that the week has also been good for you, that you've been able to enjoy a bit of the natural world in whatever form, whether it is a leaf or a berry or a wren or a landscape or a seascape or a geranium inside. I hope that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, a project or a dream or planning or somebody. And that doesn't have to be someone that you're actually with here. It can be communicating with someone by letter or if they've passed away, by just spending some time thinking about them. Maybe still writing them a letter. I find myself occasionally chatting to images of my parents. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Monday. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday.